Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5, 6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and that, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get Tapping Eye.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. Three times. And I'm nice to them. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Oh, who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is O-T-A-Z-P live, on at you, coming at you once again. My guest tonight, one of my guests tonight, is Bernard Big One Williams. He will be in the house to talk about making beats into hits, and I think he's on the line now, 56 area code. State your name.
Bernard.
What's up? What's up, Big One?
Same old, same old.
My first question, how did you get the name Big One? I mean, how did you come up with the name? Is that,
it actually came from, like, two people.
Okay.
Like two people. My grandma and a friend of mine who, but, like, she always used to quote, she always be like, hello, little big one, and bigger than me, basically. And I'd be like, bigger than you, bigger than the next person. And my friend Nick, he always just called me, like, Big One. So I took that name from him and her. So basically it was like, it got developed over the years. So I just brought it over into the music.
So how did you start doing music? I mean, what was your start?
I'm going to tell you, it's between me and my brother. We've been rapping since, like, 14. Like, you know, just rapping on our own. And then when we started taking it seriously, you know, you want to start getting your own beats. You don't want to rap off on instrumentals anymore.
Right, right. I know the problem.
And one situation was, I know a couple of producers that around the area that was doing tracks around the time. And one of them was like my best friend or whatever. And I came to him, I was like, well, I want to go ahead and get in the studio and really, you know what I'm saying, put this down. We ready to do this. He was like, well, to do the song and do, like, 3 hours of studio time or something, it was like $500-$600 or something.
Right,
I was like, you know what, before I pay you $500-$600, I'll go through the trial and error process. We'll get we'll get our own equipment, and we'll, you know, try to tough it out from there. So basically trying to be self-contained was what really, really got me into the beats, you know, a lot of nights. So making tracks and thinking the machine saved them, and then you wake up the next morning and think you're going to jam, and they're gone because you don't know how to save. And we've done that from beats all the way down to songs.
Yeah. It's like I'm listening to my life all over again, the same thing I went through. Also, welcome our guest, our host, DJ. She's on the line. And y'all both from Florida. She's from Florida as well as you, right, Big One?
Yep.
DJ?
Yeah,
I'm right here,
babe.
What area, what part are you from?
I'm in Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. You go to the top part, I'm at the bottom half. I'm in Palm
okay.
Beach, not too far from Miami.
Okay, dirty South boy.
And I went on your SoundClick page today. Now, you know, I don't listen to when people send me tracks, I never listen to it because I want to be fresh when I first hear on the show. But I heard some of the tracks on there, and I was like, man, I'm about ready to send some money to this cat right now. I make beats, but I'm about ready to send some money to you and get a beat, too. I was like, man, a couple of them was bad. Boy.
I appreciate it. And the one thing I always try to do, I never try to keep myself in one box. My brother taught me that. And, you know, my cousin and a couple other producers that I grew up under, they always told me, if you're gonna do you all the way. Don't just because you from a violent area or you know you're from the hood or whatever, everything don't have to be reflected off the hood.
Right.
I mean, how can you say hood in a beat or a song? You know, they think it's more about the bass and this, that, and other. Yeah, I do bass, and I grab a pop track, like a Duran Duran track, and redo it because I listen to everything. I never limit myself because I always felt like when you limit yourself in the one general, you're cheating yourself.
Right. I also have an 856 area code, another Florida area code, I'm assuming. State your name, 856 area code.
Because, how you doing?
What's up, Destiny? Just listen in, and we're gonna play some of Big One's music. Your boy Fire hasn't been called in yet. I'm waiting on him. But we're interviewing Big One, Bernard Williams, right now. And matter of fact, Big One, I want you to give me, how do you name the titles of your beats? Because do you write lyrics to them already and come with a title, or you just be filling the beat and just come with a title? Because this first track I'm going to play is called Dead On. So how did you get that title?
It pretty much was like sitting down and, like for every beat I have, like, an idea. It might be a silly idea, you know, like a rhythm for a hook. So
right.
I might just, you know, I get inspired off of certain thoughts. Like, I might sit down and I be thinking about what would be a nice track to just ride on South Beach or, you know, riding in Palm Beach, just riding around to. And I get different ideas because, you know, in our area, you got multicultural areas like Lake Work. It's more like the Spanish area. And then you got, like, you know, Revere, downtown. It's all multicultural. You know, once you get the more south you get down into the county where I'm from, you get, like, different vibes. So I know just from riding around, I get inspired about something. It could have been 3 days ago that I finally get home to the keyboard or whatever. I still remember that. Being in that area, seeing different people, seeing different nationalities, and hearing different sounds, and I might come home and I might do a Spanish track, or I might do a R&B track that don't sound like it was Spanish, but it was inspired by being in that area or seeing certain things.
Well, we're gonna take a listen to "Dead On" by Bernard Big One Williams on ATAVP.
Thank you. yo, what's up? This is Mr. BUGC, and you are listening to, in my opinion, the best radio show on the net today, ATACP, recorded live. And if you get a chance, swing on over to AustinJeter.com and listen to the second best radio show on the net, the Giggy and Bug Show. All right, y'all stay cool. Peace out.
Yo, Big One.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I was feeling that cat. I was like, my head was grooving to it. I'm like, man, I could have put some lyrics to that, too. I was feeling that. My guest host, DJ.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have anything to say to...
Well, I don't know. I don't think it needs anything. The beat is just one that feels like you can kind of either let the top down and just, you know, ride along the coast and just let that beat play, and it'll do what it's doing all by itself. I like that.
I appreciate it.
Bernard, you ever thought about just putting out a instrumental CD?
I have two, matter of fact. I got
okay.
The King of the 808 Volume 1, and I got King of the 808 Volume 2, which I'm working on 3 right now. Now, 3 is going to be more of a re-edition album. Like, say, for instance, I got Michael Jackson, The Lady in My Life. I have, like, 3 versions of that song. I love that song. Well, one of them I'm actually putting on the CD, and it sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty good. I feel like I'm going to send it to you, and you let me know what you think of it, too.
Oh. Yeah, I need to hear that because that's, like, one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs as well.
Yeah.
I like that one, too.
I can't help it, too, but I haven't done that one yet. I want to do it so bad. I haven't started it because I want to make sure I can really give it this due.
So what equipment are you working with, what software are you working with most of? Some of everything, then, huh?
Yeah, you can say that. Because right now I have, like, I got the Mo-6, you know, the regular Mo-6, the one, not the big Mo-T-6, but the Mo, it's the one that runs with the USB, like, you know what I'm saying, for, like, the memory, the flash drive.
Right.
I use that. I'm like, I might do a track on it. But I sequence it and run it out to, like, Fruit Loops, so I might run it out to, like, Reason and do, like, a remix or whatever. You know, I might do 2 or 3 remixes until I hear the one I like.
Well, I know DJ is like, this is all over her head.
Hey, you know what? Not so much. I get it. It's software. I get it. I was going to ask you, though. You mentioned, you know, there are certain songs that you can see yourself just adding something to or remixing. Do you like get a vision and you say, okay, that song I can see it going this direction, or what drives you? What you know? What music do you hear it automatically? And you say, I can do something with that.
Sometimes it's not just the music itself; it's the artist. Like,
okay.
Say for instance, I feel hands down Michael Jackson is the greatest musician of all time.
Of course.
You know, and I love Michael Jackson since I was a little kid. Probably before I was walking, I probably knew a Michael Jackson song. And I do a lot of his music over before I do a lot of people's music over. And just knowing his work ethic, how he go at it, he's a perfectionist. And that's one thing. Also, that's one thing I get out of my brother, too. He's a perfectionist, too. You know, and one thing, he might give me an idea of music, be like, hey, bro, I heard that stuff and stuff, man. I know you probably could kill it. I'd be like, I don't know. He like, go ahead and try it. And I'll go ahead and I'll mess with it. And he'll be like, yeah, he can give me his honest opinion, whether it's good or I can do better. I know when he finally give me that final, I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's what I go off of, you know, with certain things.
Yeah.
But like, say for instance, okay, outside of Mike, I did, what was that, Teddy Pendergrass, Come and Go, and I had redid that, you know, about 3 years ago. But it made me pull the track out, you know, when I found out he had died. It made me pull the track out and not listen to it. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to redo it, and I'm gonna give it a real touch-up. You know, I'm going to give it a real touch-up. I went to the point where Teddy would want to do some modernized type stuff, you know, with what we do now, you know, with tracks.
So what record companies have you worked with? And name at least some of the artists, too.
Like, I've done a lot of local stuff, and I've done, like, a lot of, like, stuff across the water. Like, I work with a couple of artists in Australia. It's like one name young issues, and I did a track for him. You know, but they all independent artists. They're not like major.
Right.
Like, so, but with me, honestly, an artist is major in how much work they put in their music. You know, you don't have to be on MTV to be a major artist. So let me take that back, because I hear people say that too. But say for instance, locally, I work with a lot of artists. I work with, like, the dude T Green, friend of mine. You know, he runs Who's Next Out There. This is an artist magazine. You know, does interviews and stuff. I work with Lele the Greek. That's another artist that's coming out.
Okay.
I work with Young Dream. I work with it's a few artists locally. Then I have some like inside state, like Lisa Walker. I work with her. Matter of fact, Lisa Walker and Tony had did a track on one of my beats before he had got locked up. I did some with them. There's a few of them. Jamila, Thug P. She's out of Fort Myers. I think she's in Orlando now. I've done stuff with her. And recently, my brother and Money Mark, you know, that was on Slip and Slide, they just did a track where I had redid, I forgot what's her name, Dorothy, I forgot her name, but the song Shake the Devil Off.
Mm-hmm.
I redid that with Money Mark and my brother. My brother, he go by the name of B-Boy Johnson. So look out for him. I'm working on his album. I miss you near the end of this year.
What does he do? He raps? He sings?
Man, you can't put him in one box. He can go light. He can go fast. He rap. He sing. You know, he write. I think the only thing he don't do is make beats, and that's because he feel like he just leave that up to me. But honestly, that's one thing about both of us. We try to keep each other going, so we challenge each other, you know, for us. You know, I can write.
You said you did some rap too.
Yeah, I rap. But I've been pretty much putting it to the side for, you know, doing the production and trying to get, you know, everybody out there that's trying to do something, you know. Because you have 1,000 people say they want to do something, but you only might have 5 or 10 that are really put forth the work, the same work you putting into them. You only have 5 or 10 that actually give it back in return and work. So doing that, I've been working with them, you know. I've been really working with them. So, like I said, with my brother, you know what I'm saying, with B-Boy Johnson, one thing about him, he, like I said, he write, he rap, coordinate, he sing, you know, he's very versatile. To me, he's like a mixture of, like, I want to say, DMX on certain energy, Busy Bone, and, you know, some pop.
Okay.
More like, and Spice One, because he's real detailist on his music. He's very detailed. You know, and one thing about it, he's a realist, you know. From his past life stuff he has done, you know, he rap about it in the past tense. You don't rap about it as I'm doing it now. I'm still in the streets, you know. He don't rap like that. He give it to you just like Tupac would, you know, what I'm doing at the time. You know.
And I like how you incorporate music along with the beats, because most producers just got beats and play half a lick on the piano, you know, hit them high synths, and that's about all we hear. You know what I'm saying? And everybody play the same little rhythm, and they go up an octave or down an octave, and that's about it. I mean, I like the way you incorporate music, actual, you know, melodies in your work, because a lot of producers, especially a lot of younger producers, don't do that.
I'm going to tell you, and why really get that sense of doing tracks like that. Before I even knew what a drum machine was, you know, I used to beat on garbage can. We'd be rapping in school on the trash can and stuff and just rapping. But you have to have a good rhythm to keep two things going, the crowd dancing and the other rapper rapping. To keep them going, you have to put up, you know, a real good rhythm. So I try to bring rhythm and soul to my tracks. You know, every track has a bass line. I don't have any tracks that I don't put a bass line in. I feel like the bass line, whether it be with your acoustic bass or what you call it, not a flat bass, I don't forgot them, but you know, one or two, I always try to make sure that it's something that's driving that track, because it's easy to put a synthesizer and an arpeggiator and a did-a-dum, did-a-dum, did-a-dum. You hear that so much, but those beats, they clean. It's like it ain't got no oomph to it, you know. It's just like making spaghetti and not putting the seasoning in the spaghetti sauce. You know, so you got the sauce, you got the noodles. You ain't got that bit of seasoning in it that goes in it. You just got some noodles and tomato sauce and meat. That's basically what you got. You don't have a full, you know, a full meal. So, and another thing too, like I say, from being, to having the advantage of being a rapper, I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And before I was a rapper, I was a fan and still is. So I test myself. Okay, I made this track. As a fan, if I heard an artist on this track, would I buy this track? Would I buy this song? Because people buy beats, true enough. And sometimes a beat can go by itself. It's in a commercial, you know, for a sound. But
right.
A rapper can give their all to a track. If that beat don't go with their rhyme, it's a dead song. They'd be like, the rapper can rap, but the beat sucks.
Yeah.
I always try to give my all in everything I do. I don't have stuff because I might not wake up tomorrow. What type of work did I leave behind? You know, did I get half-hearted effort or did I give my all? You know, and I always want to give my all in any beat I do, from the simplest ones to the most complicated ones. I don't just want to throw some sounds together and then you can't get no direction out of it. You can't picture yourself rapping. If you can't picture yourself rapping to it, singing to it, cooking to it, driving to it, it's no good. You know, if you can't do one of them four, it's no good. It's no good. And I see a lot of, and I ain't gonna call no names because everybody had their own style. But I see a lot of producers now, they feel like because they got a name, they can just throw anything out there. And we as consumers, or we as rappers, are just gonna take and go. You know what I'm saying? And it's not happening, you know. It's not happening. You have to be honest with yourself. You know, I got a concept. I know if I sell a person a beat and they love it, then I'm happy. Because, you know, that's longevity. I think past today. You know, that's why I don't try to follow fads. I mean, I might hear something that's going pretty good right now, and I incorporate it to my tracks. But I just won't jump in that direction. But everybody on finger snapping beats, and everybody on crunk beats at 160
for
you know.
Yeah. I got sick of it. There was no originality going on. Everybody was biting off of one another, copying the same thing, saying something different. I was like, I'm sick of this. So, yeah, I understand. I understand wholeheartedly.
That's what I'm saying. I hear your tracks. I love your tracks, too. I'm on the site, and I check them out. I love your music. And for you to love my tracks, having the type of tracks that you have, that's an honor, and I really appreciate that.
Well, like I said, when I listen to yours, I'm like, man, shoot. He about ready to get in my pocket. Damn. That's exactly what I see. He about ready to get in my pocket. Destiny, I know you still listening. I got you on. So you want to say anything to Bernard because you heard that one beat?
Yeah, I wanted to say that. When I was listening to it, I really liked it. And it sounded like something that could be a theme to either a TV
show or a movie
or something like that.
It did sound like that. It could be in a movie on a scene. You know what I'm saying? In a scene of a movie.
Or a theme to a TV show, something like that.
I appreciate that.
Have a commercial sound to it.
Yeah, because I like I said, I hadn't listened to him. I like to listen to him being surprised, but I already knew I was on the same, you know, the same groove as this brother is because I heard his stuff on his SoundClick page, and I was like, wow, I'm really feeling this for real. So tonight, the song tonight, how did you come up with that? Y'all kills me. I had another producer on from Las Vegas. And he names his track, and the name of the track seemed to go right with the track. And he ain't got no words for it, just name it. And I'll be like, wait a minute, how y'all do this? Because I put numbers on my track to hell with it.
I'm going to tell you one time, I was one of them beat 21, track one, you know. But after a while, it was like, you know what? I'm going to start really getting how I really feel on the track, and I'm just going to give it a name. Like with that track, the Tonight track, I made that track with the lights on. I just messed around with the keyboard, just seeing the lights from the keyboard and in the computer. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get on Bluetooth, like some of that old. That was more for the legs. You know, if a dude pull a T-sweat on there I won't mind. As long as she do her thing, that was more for the ladies, you know. Mm-hmm. It was smooth.
It sounded like a ladies' song. It sounded like a female, something that a female could put some words to.
I'm going to be real with you. If the pregnancy rate go up when somebody do a song on it, it's
not it's not your fault.
No, I'm putting out that disclaimer right now. It's not my fault. Anyway, like I said, I just wanted to. That was my smooth jazz side.
I'm getting ready to play it right now, tonight, by Bernard Big One Williams on ATAZP Live. I'm waiting for my switchboard to pop back on because it just popped off, and it's been doing this the last 2 weeks. We're going to talk the blog, talk about this. I'm waiting for it to come on so I can click it. Still waiting. Here it is. I got to scroll back down to it.
It's kind of like next Friday when they was waiting on the people to come back with the money. They were joking them. It happened in a few minutes now.
Here we go.
Come back. You in trouble.
This is a Big One beat.
Big One Williams in the house, Destiny in the house, and DJ in the house. I was feeling that beat as well. I was feeling the keyboard as well. Man, do you play by ear? Did you take lessons? Do you read music?
Never took lessons. Can't read notes. So I've been skimming in a way. I play what I hear in my head, or sometimes what I hear, you know.
That's impressive. That's very impressive right there.
That's natural talent.
I don't know, a C sharp from a C dur, whatever it is. I don't know any of it. But I respect the people who do know it, because that takes a lot of coordination. Because I have sat on YouTube and I have watched videos about chords and stuff, and then I get lost. I really do. Some people are like, it's just so simple. All you got to do is get the C, the G. I'm like, look here. Just give me the keyboard and let me throw some drums on there and let me hear your hook. And that's pretty much how I go. I mean, I know it's just not something that you just pick up out of the blue. I know God had a lot to do with it, because I'm able to sample and I'm able to do original tracks, and everybody can't do that. Some people can do one and can't do the other. I just happen to be blessed to be able to do both. So I know it was something that was handed down to me by God, you know. And I feel we all have talents, but, you know, it's up to us to really pursue and push and really, you know, hone your skill and make it into what you want it to be. You know, you have to build. And that came from a lot of trial and error, like I say, from the song making all the way down to the beat making. We had nice, but we make a tight track. We feel it's like the best dance of sliced bread. And turn the machine off and forget to save it. And wake up the next morning, nothing done. I done had cases where we had a computer and we lost like 2,000 beats.
You know, wow.
2,000, man.
This happened like 3-4 times, though. It went from 500 to like 2,000 beats. You know, the equipment faulty and something happened. So, you know,
I lost like, the first time I started, I lost like, I said 60 beats, that's all it was, but they were still 60 beats gone. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I lost 60 beats the first time. And then after that, I learned how to store my stuff on another hard drive. That's why my computer got 5 hard drives. The heck with that. I ain't having that happen no more.
Bro, that's a hurting feeling. You share it with me, so you know. I mean, we have stuff that we have, like dynamite.
And I always make a hard copy, plus I put it on the computer. I make a hard copy on CD, and I keep CD stack, you know, I keep the stack of 100 CDs, the holder that it came in, and I just put the made beats on, you know, in the CD holder, and I got like about 10, 12 crates of CD holders. So, you know what I'm saying? So you always make a hard copy too. And then I always send a copy to a personal friend, so in case I lose it all, I know I got a backup. Yeah, I still got it. I send it to my sister, you know, and to one of my friends. I said, look, y'all hold these beats, because if mine go, I know where to come and get them.
Now, see, you just gave me some game plan, and I'm going to do that, because I got a few
people back. That's a backup plan to keep all your stuff forever, just in case, you know. Something go wrong down the line, yeah.
You never know when somebody's going to hear that right beat, and you ain't got the project file to it. It's pretty much
right.
Like, so it's just an audio file. And that's why I said,
DJ,
yes,
you got anything to say?
I don't. I think that you all are covering it very well. I'm learning and I'm listening.
It's fire. Hello, it's fire.
I got fire on the line. 111 area code. Fire. This is T.O.
Yeah, what's up?
You're on with Bernard, Big One Williams, DJ, and Destiny, all on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
And Bernard, before you roll out, give everybody your information on how they can get with you and buy some of your beats.
All right. Like I said, I got the $10 East beats on the SoundClick. That's at www.soundclick.com. That's at /B1B, the number 4 still. Also got my email. You know, I got 2 emails. The one you can mostly reach me at is the Bernard@big1beats.com. And I also got the Gmail, the one the BIGONEBEATS. @gmail.com.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
And MySpace too. So, you know, that's the what's that, myspace.com/
Sorry.
To BW Lapman.
Well, I appreciate you, Bernard, for being on. And much success to you, Cat.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fire. Got fire in the house. First, I'm going to read off your MySpace page. Forgive me of my ignorance if I don't know what is your knowledge. Forgive me of seeking your righteousness in an ignorant way, but allow me to justify my ways not to conflict with your knowledge, but to be at peace and in good faith.
Tell me,
because you got a lot of different writings on your MySpace page. Tell me, without preaching to me, tell me exactly what you're trying to say to the people.
Man, I appreciate it, man, but it is what it is. But you see, sometimes a lot of people, like, take you for the wrong way and, like, judge you for the wrong things that you might be. You feel me? So now the word is on the street is that, yo, you is what you is and you do what you got to do. You feel me? So forgive me for, like, preaching to them in the wrong way. You feel me? Unless they can understand my knowledge. If they understand my knowledge, I don't got to preach them in the wrong way. You know what I mean? It's FYAH, forever young at heart. You know what I mean? So it continuously go on. Yeah. It continuously go on to say, like, look, it's like this. Man, I came up and I did me. You know what I mean? I did me from a way out. I see the streets. The streets is what it is. It was what it was, and it continues to be what it's going to be. You feel me? So if I'm talking to the kids, I'm talking to the elders, I'm talking to whomever it is, man, look here, man, this is how I preach. Understand me and don't judge me from what you see and from what you might pretend to, like, be me. You feel me? Real talk.
I felt the whole thing when I read it, because I read it all the way through, and I was like, man, he's preaching to me. He's preaching to me. I'm going to play your song because we ain't got too much time. We got 17 minutes. And I want to get both of them in. I'm playing the song to the video. It takes money to make money.
That's what's up.
And
that song right there, it just basically talk about, look, man, I'm from the streets. This is how it is. I'm from the hood. This is what it is. It takes money to make money. It's a basically speaking about the overall thing, because a lot of people talk about money, a lot of people talk about cars, a lot of people talk about a big life. Look here, man, it takes that money to make that money. If you don't have money, you ain't going to make no money, basically, and that's it. It speaks for itself.
Here we go. Fire on ATAZP.
Man, I'm on this paper trail, man. I got to go get this money. You know y'all niggas feel me out there, man. Let's go get this money, man. Come on!
It takes money to make money. Got the vision that you buy them homes. It takes money to make money. Drop a Cadillac 124. It takes money to make money. That's what I've been told. It takes money to make money. Now I'm moving on.
It takes money to make money. That's all I know. Speak money language to bilingual folk. The rise will shine, the watch it gin burning smoke. Pop pills and take coke, tip glass and make toast. A typical life corresponds with money and folks. Me, I calculate and multiply that dough. Put my trust in God so I won't get broke. With six warner man pockets without dead folks. None of y'all are hope you damn right. That's a joke. Get your head right, player. Who turned off your head like Franklin on steroids? Cash flow look right, change hands left right, live brick all night. Plus I'm getting fatter, falling keys from the West Indies straight on to the Miami Keys. With a charter plane and captain fees, that's all it take, my nigga, to get that money.
It makes money. Yeah.
Long Beach corner clocking. I thought I never would, but money was the key to success. Be honest, yeah, street spirit, money and drugs, I broken promises. Every inside a bodega, wrapped up our toes. Inside is illegal numbers, run by Latinos. We work on blocks, we know, cause these stocks we know. So fix around the block and lock people, we not demos. And then better, attempt to whomever. Every move precise, no room for errors. I came back in a groove and still a she fell in love. And got someone needs and pray hard. Stop selling drugs, what could I tell her? I need more cheddar, beside never lover. We only got deep under the cover. Still rough sex, pop the rubber. After that, Perry come. In a fact, man, I love them all.
It takes money to make money.
To the flow, so fresh and I'm shining, like I'm now coming off the slave boat, holding so much weight, makes me impossible to float, making so much cheese, like I rob milk for them goats, and I'm waiting for them rats to approach, sitting up in my crib, my bread is guarded by my toast, and those that dream, always sleep laying a hurt, and people who hate you, they always stay close, and they try to be your friends the most. Then they wish that your head to burst. When God bless you, remember, no man can curse. You know they envy you, yes, from the words they talk. And if looks could kill, I'll be lying under the earth. I say, won't put God first. They can look me in the eyes on me, see me shine. It makes the eyes, the brain, and the heart hurt. But my hater blockers keep them right with a magic way.
Track money, to make money.
Yo, fire.
Yeah.
Takes money to make money, huh?
Hell yeah, man.
DJ, yeah. This is your homeboy right here. He's in Florida too. So DJ, say hi to Fire.
Fire, how are you tonight? On fire, no
I'm
doubt.
I'm doing fine, man, but I'm on the grind to make that money, going to take that money to make that money, man. What's good?
Good, man. You good. You got something. I hear you.
So, how do you come up with your ideas for your songs?
Man, I was battling it with my boy Ralph and From Scratch, man. And then dudes, like, put me in the real rims, you know what I mean? I was doing it in one way, and dudes say do it another way. So I said, all right, girl, I'm going to do it their way. You know what I mean? And From Scratch really, like, bring it out of me. You know what I mean? Because I'm from the streets. You feel me? And Ralph and Cabal really, like, took it to that level to make it bring it out of me. Even Paul Fakor, you know what I mean? Try to, like, bring it to that level to say, you know what? If I'm going to do it right. If I ain't going to do it, don't do it at all.
So are you originally from Florida? Because I still feel that reggae flavor in your voice. So, I mean, are you originally from Florida?
Nah, man, I'm from New York, from the streets, man, because if you look at it.
I was waiting for you to say it. Dang it. because we already talked already, but I was just asking, you know, just to, you know, because I feel that grittiness in the voice, and that goes with today's music as well, especially when you talking about them streets, man, and it sounds like it's all in you. And plus, you doing it on the positive tip. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
You seem to be like a very religious, believing brother. Because like I said, when I read on your page, on your MySpace page, I was like, wow. You know, I looked at it and listened to the music, but today I read it, and I was actually just like, I feel this brother's preaching to me. So balling and swinging. How did you come up with the idea for that song?
But Baller and Swangin' is just a basically like up on two worlds, you know what I mean? Like, I'm from the islands, and I came up here, and I saw what up here was dealing with in the United States of America. And as I said, I hooked up with my boys, Ralph and Cabal from Scratch, and like, we really was balling and swinging, really and truly. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of females and males out here that don't know themselves that know that they're kings and also queens. You know what I mean? So back in Ocho Rios, we took a little trip down there and we like try to put it together. And I just made that and what it is to bring it here in the United States of America and let them know what time it is. Because a lot of people want to ball, a lot of people want to swing and don't know how to swing and ball. So now those who balling and swinging, I want them to know themselves, to know that, look here, man, this is what it is. We balling and swinging. It ain't no two talk about it, ain't no half stepping about it, bro.
Balling and swinging by fire.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, Ocho Rios. Hey, man. Let's change the news. I know this is.
Did this from scratch.
Yeah.
Until 21st century.
Y'all already know.
Great dog.
And we're going all the way to the street.
We ballin' okay. And swangin'. Yeah. The kings and the queens keep growing strong. Money keep flowing on. Watch us sell my trees, freak in the club, shaking a thing for the cream. I'm an info, you know I gotta keep a few freaks. Get my groove on in PG, relax in the beach. Puffin' a Joe, play my sand in the feet. Taj Mahal Hotel, presidential seat. They say the best thing you damn right in life is free. It amazed me what you can buy with U.S. currency. When a badass you see in the universe. The way she walk in a skirt make my heart hurt. I ask her, what would it cost to get her out that skirt? She told me, talking cheap, plus she came to work. I told her, work overtime cause my pocket on earth. I just said, till Christ come for his earth. I can't knock her for dropping it. She leave me shook with me eyes up in my pocket looking at perfect tits. 7 days I lost my rest. And she's shaking that thing, making that tits look ridiculous. Until Christ come for his universe, she gonna be my empress on earth. We ballin' and swangin'. The kings and the queens keep growing strong. Money keep flowing on. Chips keep growing on. We ballin' and swangin'. The kings and the queens keep growing strong. Money keep flowing on. Chips keep growing
when
on.
When I'm talking straight, today I was birthed. Tell my mama to pray. Tell the Lord make way. For my mind is a gun. Got them demons on the run. The Lord I confess. No bulletproof vest. This world is a test. Stress, but I'ma pay my dues. Sorry to the ones I misuse and abuse. Paying back when I'm bigger. Got figures like years. Longevity like AL. My pockets are so square. Get my convicts out of jail. And free my political prisoner. I know you're listening, bro. Yeah, I'm raising the style. We got goals in the mouth.
We ballin' and swangin'. The kings and the queens keep growing strong. Money keep flowing on.
Run the tongue and you can't do without it, yeah.
Big fat Benjamin sits upon the earth, multiplying for days and years. Money to make children, they're just not scared because mama, stop crying for them. We balling and swinging,
yeah.
The kings and the queens keep growing strong. Money keep flowing on, chips keep blowing on. We balling and swinging,
yeah.
The kings and the queens keep growing strong. Money keep flowing on.
All these ballin' hoods, man, we've been loaded, cuz.
That's what I'm talking about.
For real, man.
And I like to say, shout out to FOD from Scratch. Hey, Bunchum. I
didn't
know
where
I am right now.
The kings and the queens keep growing strong.
Balling and Swinging by Fire. Fire, we got 3 minutes. Give the people your information on where they can actually get your CD.
Yeah. Well, Balling and Swinging, man, that song right there just explains itself, you know what I mean? A lot of people take a lot of vacation, a lot of tone, that don't know what exactly the U.S. currency means to them, but that shit right there, man, it's like it just jump out. It jump out to them and those who don't know what life really means. And explain to them, as in kings and queens, as boys and girls, that don't know the kings and queens that's in this system living here, that don't know what the dollar bill or whatever they have here in the United States of America means to them and those overseas or abroad, basically.
Now, how can people purchase your music?
Excuse me?
How can people purchase and get your music?
Well, you can go to my page, www.myspace.com/SaveOnFire. That's S as in Samuel, A-V-E-O-N, F-Y-A-H, Forever Young and Heart. And that's basically it.
Cool. I want to thank you, man. We got 2 minutes getting ready to cut off. I want to thank you for being on the show, coming in late, but you're still here, bro. I appreciate you, and I love the music, too, as well. Destiny, I want to thank you for calling in. And always, DJ, I want to thank you for calling in as well.
That's what's up, Dad, man. Yo, see up, man. Look here, man. I appreciate the love, man. And I'm trying to tell you, man, we doing a big down here, man, for real, man. We gonna keep on doing it, man. Them and those who appreciate good music and appreciate the message of the music, man, that's what we about, man. I'm not about the slackness of teaching kids the wrong way or teaching people the wrong way. We here trying to make a positive vibration unto them and those who want to hear good music, cause the music has been lost for a long time, man. You know what I mean? So I'm here trying to bring back the music on a different level. You feel me?
Right. And I'm feeling you. Like I said, when I went to the MySpace page, I was loving the music as well. Everyone have a good night, and we'll be back on next week. Peace. Right.
That's what's up, man. I didn't even say.
Can I get a second, a minute? Can you spend some time? I want to prove to you that the loving can be super fine. Want to take you to the place? Maybe, baby, we can dine in the dark on the bed with the body. Blow your mind. You ain't knowing that the loving can be mighty real. Not a boxer in the ring. Call me real deal. And I'm coming like a comet. Feel the heat. Feel red, black, and blue. Superman of the black steel. Want to do to you. Penetrate our connection. Enhance to you a hot direction. Do you feel it, boo, when I'm giving you erection? Place it in smooth in the hot, wet section. Can I come off and say that I love you? There's no other but only love for us two. Do I make you cream when I call your name, boo? In front of some peeps, let's kick it for reals on true.